Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz. I always want to say with me, Kate Rhodes.
Okay, Maysoon, we just got to get right down to it because we have to go back into our social distancing.
Oh, right.
We actually are physically together right now.
I know.
But we are more than a meter apart.
Yeah, yeah. We're like multiple meters apart. We're more than 6 feet apart.
Well, maybe 2 meters.
Something like that.
Okay. Mercury 20 Gallery is, are these places still, we got a lot of emails from people.
I frankly am surprised by people who are having like full on like opening receptions right now. I'm like, dudes, I'm not going.
It's a new world now, Maysoon. I feel like this is the craziest shit that has happened in my lifetime since 9/11.
Yeah.
And it's almost to me crazier. I mean, at the time that 9/11 was happening, I was like 15. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't understand the repercussions and the consequences that we were going to have to live through because of that.
Like forever wars. And
yeah. But I feel a lot more like aware of the world as this is happening. And it feels nuts.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess also I feel like 9/11 was a little bit more focused like in on this country. I guess where it's impacted other people's lives in other countries. But this is like
the whole
everywhere.
World is. Italy is closed.
I know. It's crazy.
Italy has closed.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Shut down.
If anybody wants some podcasts to listen to about the coronavirus, there's one called Viral that I think is pretty good. Mm-hmm. And there's another, and that one's like a half hour long. They focus on different topics. And then there's another one called Coronavirus 411 that is basically just like a 5 minute daily podcast where they just read off the numbers of how many people are infected in each
Jesus
country.
Christ. No, thank you.
It is dystopian as fuck.
Yeah, I think that's for, that's definitely not for me because I have like a tendency to go towards panic and I need to pull back from it. So I need to like actually limit the amount of information I'm taking in on
that's
it.
That's good.
And just focus on like what I
can do
to keep myself clean and safe and others around me clean and safe. Like that's all I can,
that's
I can't
fine.
Do it.
Everybody, you do that.
Do the Maysoon.
Do the Maysoon way.
Unless you aren't freaked out by
it. I've listened to probably 20 hours of podcasts.
But you're also going off the wall a little bit. I mean, I've seen the texts. The texts are a little bit bonkers. It's okay. It's fine. You know, there were a few shows that were canceled. There have been a lot of events that have been canceled out there. So, you know, check. The Wattis has canceled has postponed some events that are coming up. Who else? MCAM canceled a performance that was coming up this weekend. And, you know, it's crazy. The city's closed. Like, the opera's closed down. The Herbst Theater. Like, any space that congregates over 1,000 people basically has been closed down by kind of demand of the city even. So, it's wild. It's a little bit of, like, a ghost town out there. I've heard people on BART, people commuting on BART saying that they've gotten seats in the morning commute, which is always like impossible.
Yeah, I've been able to cross the bridge in less than 1,000 hours in the morning.
Yeah, so a bunch of people are just staying home, like they're able to telecommute or something.
Yeah.
I'm not actually going to even shout out to people who are like public still having opening receptions. I feel like it's irresponsible. You can take this out. You know what I mean? Is that wrong of me?
I think you're right. I mean, I think we are
like
not.
Root Division has a very crowded, they have very crowded shows.
Like the Oakland Museum canceled for Friday night, the Friday night gatherings.
I mean, I think people will kind of filter themselves out anyhow, but I just feel like institutions need to take responsibility here. Like,
we as a country aren't doing enough at all.
Yeah.
There's been so many people in Italy saying like, you gotta do this now. You gotta keep everybody separated right now.
Yeah.
As much as you can.
Yeah.
And we are not listening.
Well, I mean, people, I don't know. I feel like Mayor Breed's actually doing a decent job getting the word out and taking precautions like sooner than later, to be honest, as much as I...
We're not doing enough.
How's Libby Schaff doing?
Bad.
All right. And in other news, well, I don't know. Maybe we'll just wait on that. You guys can save the date, hopefully, for SOX's auction coming up April 25th. That's in some time. We've got 2 months for that.
God willing.
There's lots of schools have canceled in-person classes, right, for online teaching. And I've been curious to, like, just watching the Instagrams and the social medias, just seeing how teachers are dealing with that, like, especially art faculty who are maybe teaching studio art classes. That's been interesting to hear. What have you been hearing from your colleagues?
Well, I'm at SFAI, and so we just got the email today to start getting geared up to go online. So they're like, we've got...
After this week?
Yeah.
Well, next week is spring break. So
yeah. I'm kind of surprised they didn't already do that. Mm-hmm. They're having an in-person workshop to learn how to do the teleconferencing thing.
Yeah, they should
Zoom.
Just do that via Zoom.
Like, that kind of defeats the whole purpose.
I feel like if you don't need to go, don't go.
Exactly.
Just be like, no, I know how to use
just
this.
Just send it. There's a million videos. There's a million videos online.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Lord almighty.
Maybe you can do like individual conference calls with some people who really need some extra help. How are studio art teachers? What are they going to do? I guess with and stuff you could do.
Some of my friends are doing online critiques.
Right. So like
on Zoom. So okay. You'd show the work online and then discuss it in the little video chat groups. Yeah. You can do breakout groups on Zoom, so you can get in smaller little groups. It sounds like a fucking shit show.
It sounds like students aren't going to necessarily do the work.
Yeah.
Or they're just going to throw some shit together and be like, oh, you can't see the whole thing.
Yeah. Or just like leave the chat when it turns into a breakout group that the teacher's not in.
Yeah.
Can't we just cancel? Can't we just give everyone an A and cancel?
Last week you're talking about failing everyone.
Or fail everyone. That's either
Don't
way.
Don't fail everyone. People need some uplifting news.
Either way.
I'm okay, presidents of schools out there, just giving your students A's and calling it a day.
Okay. What else you got, Mason?
You got nothing else to say about teaching online?
It sucks and I hate it.
Come on, Kate. You got any hot tips for people? Nothing.
Look, here's the real deal, Maysoon, and I'm not afraid to say it. SFAI didn't cancel classes this week, but I had over half of my students just email me saying they weren't coming in. And so I was like...
Because they're worried.
Well, or they're taking advantage of the situation.
Oh, God.
You know what
Kids
I mean?
Are so fucking bad.
So I was like, okay, well, let's just move online this week, because the main thing we had this week was that they had to turn in a bunch of stuff. So I'm like, look, just... They had to turn in a research journal and then like basically a pitch of what they were going to do for their next project. So they're just turning that all in online. And then I had a lecture I was giving this week. So I made a video of it.
Of you giving a lecture?
Right. And then just asked for their, we already have a class Google Drive where I keep all our course materials. So I was like, you can turn all your stuff in on the Google Drive and then we can have like, you know, kind of a chat. Like not in real time, but whatever, we can give feedback about what I talked about in the lecture, however, online.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did. And honestly, I don't know how it's going to work out for the students, but I feel like when I was a student myself, I would have loved to be able to have video of my professor's lecture so that I can watch it at my own pace.
Yeah, or like if I rewind or like revisit.
Yeah, if I get hung up on something and need to hear it again, I can go back.
Yeah.
I don't know. The bad thing is not being able to then in real time discuss and have the students ask me questions as I'm giving the lecture.
Right.
But they can ask after the fact. And
yeah.
I'd way prefer this to having my students die.
Or get sick.
Yeah.
And get everyone else sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks has it.
I know. But I also don't love the sort of like media hype around it because they're fucking celebrities.
Well, it's like,
I mean, the good thing about it is that people pay attention.
I think it's
when
important.
It's a celebrity.
Yeah, exactly. This, I called my mom as soon as I heard because I've been trying to get her to just stay in her fucking house and not go out because my mom is older.
Yeah.
She's young and vibrant.
Yeah, she's super vibrant and healthy.
But she also is of an advanced age. And I cannot get her to stay in her fucking house.
Really? What was she doing?
She's like, oh, I'm at McDonald's with Pam and Steve, and I'm here and there. Oh, I'm at Bonnaroo.
What's Bonnaroo?
The music festival.
Oh, she wasn't at Bonnaroo.
No.
I think it's okay if she goes out.
It's not.
Okay.
She needs to stay in her house. She has
For
everything
how long,
she needs. Till it's over.
Okay.
She's got everything she needs, Mason. She honestly had enough food before any of this started. She is a food hoarder. she had enough food to last for like 3 months.
Oh, Jesus.
Already.
Really?
Without any crisis.
Wow. Go.
It's like all pasta and non-fat wheat thins. Mom, stay in your house. If you're hearing this, please just stay in your house.
It's okay.
Okay, no more virus talk. What else you got?
Well, I was over at Tartine the other day, and I went in there to ask about like whether or not we should be buying stuff still, because the workers are trying to unionize.
Yeah, they didn't ask for a boycott.
No, they were. Yeah, so the workers are trying to unionize. They actually are coming to some decision on Thursday of this week. So a few days ago, we should know a little bit more. We probably know more now.
So we record this on Wednesday, comes out on either Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, so we're sometimes talking in the past. Anyhow, the workers said that they haven't called for a boycott yet. They do want people to still come and patronize the business.
Because they don't want to not have any job.
I got myself a Tartine button, a union button.
Sweet.
Support the
union
button.
Yeah, I saw the guy who owns it seems like a real piece of work.
Well, it sounds like, yeah, so the owners are hired someone to like union bust specifically, which just seems...
How are you doing that in fucking San Francisco in 2020?
I just feel like if you can't pay your workers a livable wage, you need to downsize. You don't need Tartine Manufactory and the bakery in Berkeley.
Maybe you don't need to make so much profit.
Right. Well, I have no idea what all those numbers look like. But, of course, online people were calling him a millionaire. I don't know, but I can't imagine you're a millionaire from a fucking bakery. But what
this
do I
should
know?
Have been in your business plan to start with, that you're going to pay your people enough money.
Yeah, or just that you're going to unionize your people even. Just go ahead and start with that.
Yeah. Support labor.
Yeah. So that was kind of like a good thing, I thought, to just check in while I was down there. I was feeling pretty bummed about the recent election.
Okay, the primary.
Because we haven't actually talked since our Super Tuesday.
Yes.
We had our Super Tuesday, and then we had...
That's Big Tuesday.
Big Tuesday.
With Michigan and Washington.
Oh, Michigan and Washington was Big Tuesday. And then we had Big Tuesday recently. And it looks like our candidate, Bernie, isn't doing so great. But I do want to just say...
We have a lot of different approaches we could take to this.
I do also just want to... I just want to say, like, I was feeling on Tuesday night, like, shit. With the coronavirus, the election, I was like, everything's fucking shit. And everything is shit. That's true. But I do need to also find, like, some light, some sunshine in all the gray clouds.
Okay, what do you got for us?
And I think it's not long-lasting, probably, but it's working for me right now. And it's just that... Keeping in mind that the election is only like it's only half of the states, or even just slightly less than half of the states, have voted. So I feel like we don't. It's like maybe too premature to give up, right?
Yeah.
Kate's sort of cringing. Yep. That's my feeling on it.
Hey,
and that's what I'm going to run
with
for now.
As long
I'm still going to campaign
there,
for Bernie.
Yeah, as long as he's in it, every little bit helps. Mm-hmm. If you're donating, phone banking, if you're going out and canvassing, if whatever you're doing.
Yeah. Although I think they just decided they weren't going to do any more rallies.
Yeah.
Which is a big deal. Oh, and there's a debate on Sunday. Fucking
yes.
A.
I think that's going to be good.
Hopefully that's
I'm glad
good.
That's still happening.
I mean, I definitely feel like Bernie can take Biden out intellectually, or like in
well,
a debate format.
Yeah. Or even if it's more of a tack of like trying to bring Biden into having him to agree to some more progressive positions.
Do you think that is that one of the takes people are talking about, one of the directions, angles?
I think that Bernie will try to do that.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling about the election?
I want everybody to stay geared up for Bernie as much as they can.
Yep.
But I'd also like to shout out a few people running for Senate. In Arizona, you have Mark Kelly is running for Senate to unseat a Republican down there. He is a former astronaut and the husband of Gabby Giffords.
Oh, wow.
So I think he has a really good shot there. He's polling really well. Mm-hmm. And Arizona is right next door to us.
Right next door.
So
easy to get to, even if you wanted to go door to door.
Yeah. He's not Bernie. He's not like the most progressive dude on the planet, but...
He's better than what's going on now, there now.
We need a majority in the Senate for whoever's going to be in the White House to be able to do anything.
Yeah.
So we've got that. In Iowa, they still haven't had their primary for their Democrat running for Senate there. You could flip a Senate seat in Iowa, conceivably. There's a woman running there named Kimberly Graham, who actually is, like, pretty progressive, like, supports the Green New Deal and... has like a fairly progressive agenda. Check her out. Also, Paulette Jordan is running in Idaho for Senate. She would be the first Native American woman ever to serve in the United States Senate. She's running in Idaho. She also ran for governor recently and got within a hair's breadth of getting it, which they have. I don't know if they've ever had a Democratic governor.
Whoa.
Yeah.
In Idaho.
In Idaho.
Okay.
Which apparently is part of the Pacific Northwest.
Where is Idaho?
It's right up there in the Northwest. It's like...
Is it like next to Utah or above Utah?
Above.
Oh. So it's right next to Washington State, probably?
Yes, and Oregon. I've driven through. Boise's lovely. Okay. Okay. And then North Carolina has a Senate seat up. I can't remember who's running there, but please keep track of that. And then the current senator in Michigan is really just barely hanging on. Like, they're pulling neck and neck, the Democrat and the Republican who are running there. Mm-hmm. So it's the incumbent is the Democrat, but we got to keep that seat. And we got to get Michigan back voting for a Democrat president. So
did they go red in the last election?
Yes. Okay. Remember, it was Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania were the ones, the blue wall that Trump won.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
That made the difference last time. Yeah.
Man, oh, man, tough times.
So whatever's going on with you president-wise, there's many other races that are super important, including right there in San Francisco, Shahid Buttar is running against Nancy Pelosi. He made it through the primary in our crazy California jungle primary where it can be two Democrats running against each other.
Oh my God.
And so he is a DSA dude. And man, if you support Bernie and you want the United States to have a progressive agenda that is proactive about climate change, about Medicare for all this stuff, then you probably don't want Nancy Pelosi anymore. Get her out of there.
I know. I was just talking to someone about like putting it in for Shahid, like just going and campaigning for him.
Yeah.
In the next few months, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's in November, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got lots of time.
All right. So people re-amp up.
Yeah. Get amped up.
Get amped up. Get behind someone.
I know it's...
Even if Bernie doesn't get it, there's other work we can do.
Stay in it for Bernie. I know. I know, man. Okay, what else you got? That was a good pep talk, kind of. I went down to the peninsula a couple times over the last week, and I gotta say,
what's down there?
All kinds. So 280 is the most gorgeous drive of all time.
It is a great drive.
What is that forest?
I don't know. I can't remember. Why Skyline am I never, Highway is
why
down
am I
there?
Never in that forest, Mason?
Isn't that Laguna Honda?
Why don't you ever take me to the woods?
Sounds weird. Sounds kind of bizarre.
Well, I gotta be in these woods.
It is beautiful down there.
I think I'm gonna try to get out in nature this weekend.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Social distance myself.
With just you and the trees.
Yeah.
And Katie?
Yeah.
Good. I'm like, take one buddy with you.
Oh, yeah. Can't go alone.
Just in case.
God forbid. What are your fears? Do you want to sing your fears?
No, I really don't. Here, this is what I emailed you.
Just ignore your fears.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably not a good idea, but
you know,
what song have you been singing? I mean, I have been singing Happy Birthday, but occasionally I'll go off into some other realm.
I've been singing that part of Abbey Road that's like, golden slumbers fill your eyes.
Oh, wow. I was just thinking of Yellow Submarine.
You know that?
The chorus to that could be fun.
Uh-huh. I've been loving these hand-washing memes where it's like each position of your hands and then another song lyric or another.
Oh, yeah.
There's one where it's like the thing that Jennifer Connelly says to get rid of David Bowie in The Labyrinth.
Oh, no.
Through dangers untold and hardships unnumbered, I have fought my way here to the castle beyond the Goblin City. For my will is as strong as yours. And my...
Stop. Wait. Look, Sarah, look what I'm offering you. Your dreams.
And my kingdom is great.
I ask for so little. Just let me rule you. And you can have everything that you want.
great. Damn. I can never remember that line.
Just fear me. Love me. Do as I say, and I will be your slave.
You have no power over me.
Did you want to describe your hand washing technique?
I thought you could describe it while I did it.
I just really wash my hands thoroughly all over my whole hands,
how?
Including the backs.
You're supposed to rub your, get soap in there.
In
right?
the palm of your hand, you get soap.
Rub.
Rub your two palms together,
for
palm
a while.
To palm.
And then you want to also rub, open your fingers,
interlace,
and interlace
your fingers.
And rub there.
People right? know how to wash their fucking hands.
I've never done this before in my fucking life.
I have, because I work with like all
really?
Kind of like oil paint and like
right,
weird
you,
shit.
Not everyone works with oil paint and weird shit.
Well, the people listening to this show are probably...
Do you do the thumb wash?
I do it all. I masturbate my thumbs.
You gotta masturbate your thumbs.
Yeah.
Then you gotta do the
top
the
over.
Top over
webbing.
Interlace.
Yep.
And then the thing I really didn't know was this.
Rubbing your closed hand like a chicken's beak
yep.
in the palm of your hand.
So rubbing the tips of your
yeah.
fingers in
to
the
get,
other palm of your hand
to get
the tops.
Under your fingernails.
Under your fingernails, but also supposedly the tips of your fingers are where the most
That's where you miss.
They're the dirtiest.
Yeah.
So that was like, I thought that was like, oh yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Okay.
Like it's like what's going on is terrible, obviously.
It is terrible.
But I feel
yeah.
like there's only so much I can do. But I do want to know everything.
You want to know everything about it or everything you can do?
Like I obsessively like am checking every news outlet.
You are?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no,
I'm And not. Listening to every podcast.
Wow. That's so good. And it doesn't get to you. For me, it just really
no,
makes me
I think
feel
maybe
shitty.
It makes me feel like I have more control.
You have the knowledge. Therefore,
yeah.
you are equipped with moving forward in your day.
Yeah.
Maybe I need that. Maybe that would be helpful.
It's not for everybody. You know, if it makes you freak out more, then don't do it.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to know, guys. All you need to know is to wash your hands, don't touch your face, and stay in your house.
Cover your mouth if you're sneezing or coughing or...
Yeah.
And just stay inside if you're doing
if
that.
If you can. Now. Hopefully you can.
Yeah.
The other thing. Okay. So maybe let's. Okay.
Thing.
Let's stay on a positive tip.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do an incantation.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Ready? Let me get
so we
in
want
you
everyone
going.
To close. Everyone to close your eyes. Mm-hmm. Take some deep breaths.
Oh, yeah. Just really focus on your own bodily sensations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go. Let's start with the air. That is your breathing. Feel the air on the front of your nostrils as you breathe out and as you breathe in. Okay? Notice the sounds going on around you. Maybe I'll put some birds in.
It's very quiet in your studio.
Yeah. Okay. Notice the smells. In the place that you're in. This is what I do on my mindfulness app.
Oh, really?
Everybody get the mindfulness app that the VA puts out. It's
oh,
free.
Wow, good.
And you have your little tree, and every time you do an exercise, your tree grows a little bit.
Oh. Okay, keep going.
I'll put a link to that again. I put
so
a link to it before.
Smells.
Okay, and pay attention to the feeling of your tip of your head.
Oh. The tip
you
top.
Have a tip of the your tip. Head.
My head definitely comes to a tip. I think that was helpful.
Okay.
Just taking like,
yeah.
those few
Just
seconds.
Look in the room around you and what do you see?
Take
Name
it.
Five colors. Or
Can
if you
that?
Can't see color, five shades.
For shapes.
Or shapes.
Okay. That works. Should we name some colors?
Green.
Neon orange.
Pink.
Sky blue.
Gray.
Black.
Gray, other gray.
lime green.
Gray. Okay. You know, I think that's really key, is to just re-anchor into where you are right now, how you feel right now, your surroundings right now.
Yeah, I agree. That's helpful. I want to try to do that, like maybe waking up earlier in the morning, or even finding some time in the middle of your day, if you're at work or if you're at home working, finding some time in the middle of the day to have a few deep breaths with yourself.
Maybe people should become religious if they're not already. I don't know, Maysoon. I've been listening to Rabbi Danya Ruttenberg. I love her. We talked about this before.
Where is she based?
New York.
Is she a pod? She has a podcast where she talks about.
She had a podcast. I don't think she does it anymore, but she does a lot. She's written a bunch of books, and she is on Twitter a bunch. She was on NPR over the weekend talking about, like, with a bunch of different religious leaders about what they're doing to
with their communities,
keep people from contaminating each other.
Yeah. I do worry. Like, someone posted, and I think this is some kind of true. Like, if just the what happens with the people who are isolating themselves, like, too much, you know, like not having,
that's not good for,
you know, like
your
not
mental
having
health.
Any contact, like maybe if you're going to isolate yourself physically, then you find another way to connect with people. Maybe you have more phone calls with someone, or just so that you're not in your own head freaking out or whatever might be happening.
Yeah, be careful. You gotta don't forget about your mental health. It's just as important as your bodily health.
Yep, agreed.
Especially all you artists out there that are already kind of on one.
You're already isolated in your studios, most likely.
Okay, Maysoon, do you think we really solved the world's problems?
Nope. But maybe a little bit closer.
What an uncertain time we're living in.
Very.
Okay, well, I'll be not going from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.